Chapter 11. The Sign. After the great dance, Enkados, the king's brother, came to our hut with some older men. Each man was the commander of a regiment of 3,000 warriors.
"Tell these men your story, King Ignosi," Enkados said to Mbopa. "Show them the tattoo of the snake around your waist. When they see it, they will know that you are the true king of the Kukuanas."
Mbopa took off his belt to show the tattoo of the snake around his waist. Each commander came forward to look at it. Then Mbopa told the story of his escape with his mother from Kukuanaland. He finished his story, and the oldest commander stood up.
"Your words are true. The Kukuanas want to be free from cruel King Twala, but he still has many warriors. There will be a lot of fighting and blood," said the commander. "These white men know magic. Let them give the people a sign so that the people will follow Ignosi." "I've got a plan," said Captain Good, and he took out his almanac. "Tomorrow is the 4th of June. There will be an eclipse of the sun at 11:15 in the morning. We can use the eclipse of the sun as a sign of our power."
We all thought it was a good plan.
"Many people will believe Ignosi is the true king when you make the sun go dark,"
said one of the Kukuana commanders.
"The people already believe that you are powerful wizards."
In the morning, we went to another Kukuana ceremony, the Dance of Girls, in front of King Twala's hut. We were still nervous after the last ceremony, so we took our guns with us. Many girls danced in front of the king, one after the other. After the dance, King Twala asked me,
"Which girl was the most beautiful?"
"The first girl was the most beautiful," I answered.
"I agree," said the king. "She must die."
"Why must she die?" I asked in horror.
"It's our custom to sacrifice the most beautiful girl to the statue on the mountain called the Three Witches. The Three Witches guard the cave where we bury our kings,"
King Twala answered. The king turned to his son, Scraga.
"Kill the girl,"
the king commanded. The guards pulled the girl in front of Scraga. Gagool came and stood in front of the girl.
"What's your name?"
Gagool asked the girl.
"Fualata," said the girl. "Please don't kill me. Why do I have to die?"
"It's better to die than to live," said Gagool. "Be happy. The king's son will kill you. It's an honor."
Captain Good stepped forward, and the girl, Fualata, ran and hid behind him.
"Please don't let them kill me," cried Fualata.
"Don't worry," I said. "Captain Good will protect you." Scraga raised his spear and ran towards the girl. Sir Henry saw that Captain Good and Fualata were in danger, and he shot Scraga in the head. The king's son fell dead at our feet.
"Kill them,"
shouted King Twala. "Stop," I said. "We are powerful wizards. We can make the sun dark in the middle of the day. Look." Everyone looked up and saw the eclipse of the sun begin. They shouted in fear and ran into their huts. King Twala and Gagool also ran away.